This is a press conference podcast from JayhawkSlant.com.
Coach, is a team like this the kind of team you would design it to be doing in the lab? I mean, one that finishes games the way this team does?
Well, I would have 2 7-footers and a couple other things. But as far as a mental toughness team, yeah, I would take this team and go to the house and let it ride wherever, however it goes. I think tonight, I could be wrong, I think it's 2:43 left and we're down 6 coming out of timeout. We got to have great possessions. Is that about right? Got to have great possessions every time. And these guys did it. So, of course, we defended unbelievable down the stretch.
Can you go over the last possession, how you guys defended?
Well, I think that, obviously, you know, they were trying to throw it over the top of Motley and they couldn't, so they threw it to Akul and it wasn't a great possession probably for them because they kind of muffed it a little bit, although there's still plenty of time. I thought Josh did a great job helping Frank on it. And then, you know, when it got down to 4 or 3 seconds, you know, the thing about it is if you don't want him to shoot a 3, obviously, because that could beat you. But, you know, Josh stayed with him and kind of left his man to stay with him because knowing an extra pass would probably expire the clock. So I thought that those guys did an unbelievable job there at game point.
How good was the defense the whole second half? I mean, better in the first half?
Yeah, I thought rebounding the first half was atrocious to start the game. And then the second half, I thought we did a lot of things really good defensively. And even when they made some plays, I think it was more scout and report that allowed them to make the plays as opposed to us breaking down. I didn't think we had a ton of breakdowns the second half. Offensively, you know, we really played well the second half. I don't know what we shot it, but we shot 48% the second half. But it seemed like to me we got a lot of open threes. And, you know, I told our coaches before the game that Sfi and Devontae will be the ones to win the game for us because they're going to play zone. They go 2 for 18. So it just goes to show you, you know, you just never know. You know, other guys stepped up and made plays.
Feel like Legerald is coming on?
Yeah, I do. I thought he played great. You know, Sfi got off to a bad start. You know, he gave him the ball twice and then missed didn't go after some balls rebounding. But I thought he came out second half, and I thought he, you know, even though he just made one shot, I thought he was aggressive at least. And Devontae couldn't throw it in the ocean, but he was aggressive. And so there were a lot of good things that transpired there in the second half. The two biggest possessions of the game, other than the last one, was the 2 threes we made in the half to take it from 12 to 6. So, you know, if it's at 12, then they have total control and momentum. But we kind of got a little bit of that back with those 2 plays.
You obviously do your part to juggle with guys having foul trouble, taking them in, putting them out, and that kind of stuff. But what does it say about those guys' ability to play, Landon and Josh especially, through foul trouble? What goes into how they do that?
Well, Josh, you know, his third one was an awful foul. I mean, he challenged in the backcourt just like he did K-State? Yeah, it's K-State. And end up putting himself out of the game. So, you know, he's got to learn. I think, you know, with as much knocking and banging that's going on with 2 bigs, with Motley and Landon, for him to play the last, you know, I think it was only like the last 4 minutes or 5 minutes with 4, but that's when he defended him the best after he had 4 fouls.
What do you think of Lucas?
I actually was very confident. I thought he'd make them. I did. And I think he was confident too. If I'm not mistaken, he missed 2 early. And I'm not even sure they were close early, but these were pure, and I don't think there was much doubt. Of course, you get Frank to the free throw line, it's usually going to bode well. He and Devontae bode well for your team. But, you know, once again, we've been so inconsistent, but shooting 80% from the line, you know, gave us a chance today.
You mentioned that you thought that they would go to Motley. They've done that a couple times in late game situations.
Yeah.
You guys defend that in particular to try to take it away?
Well, when you say defend it, we drew it up. That's what they – but I'm not sure that – you know, I'm sure they've got a number of things that they try to go to. We wanted to at least keep the ball on the perimeter and give ourselves a chance to switch all ball screens and that kind of stuff. I'd rather than throw it inside, because if you throw it inside, late game situation, we're not going to trap because of – An open 3 could beat you. So it was good that we took that away initially and made them play on the perimeter.
I know plus minus can be a little misleading, but you guys seem so much better when Lucas is in the game. Do you agree with that? And
and how big was his offensive board at the end?
Well, I will tell you this. If he hadn't had four fouls, he would have played 38 minutes or 37 minutes. So that probably answers the question. So, yeah, and Carlton, he didn't go after the ball today like he's capable of. But yeah, it was big that we were able to get to halftime with him only having two. You know, when we took him out the first half, it may have been like the last 6 or 7 minutes. I thought that's when they kind of got control of the game.
Other than that point backcourt foul you said about Josh, it seemed like his defense.
Yeah.
I mean, how good was his defensive?
Well, I thought Josh had another good complete game with the exception of rebounding. You know, I didn't think he rebounded the ball today, and that's pretty obvious by his stats. But, I mean, you think about it. I mean, shoots 50%, 16 points, 2 assists, 4 blocks. You know, I thought he did a little bit of everything. And we're asking the guard a 7-footer, and that's you know, he's used to guarding the guard. So I thought he did a really nice job.
You got to the line a lot again today against a big team. What goes into that?
Driving the ball. You know, you got to put the ball in Frank's hands. You know, there's other guards like this, but there's only a few that it's next to impossible for one guy to stay in front of him. So you put the ball in his hands and it forces help. And I really felt like that they're late. You know, obviously he did such a good job of driving the ball downhill.
The league race.
Well, we put ourselves in a great position, you know, up three with 4 to play. We're not going to take it for granted and everything, but certainly with a different outcome, you're up 1 with 4 to play. So I'm really proud of our guys and how hard they compete. You know, this team has beaten 1, 2, 4, 4. And I'm trying to think. I think we have 5 wins against the top 5. Isn't that right? 4 against the top. Yeah, so I mean, it's incredible to me. And 3 of the 4 wins were away from home. So it's, you know, I'm happy that we're in a good position in the league race, but I think we should just enjoy this and rest a little bit and think about the league race on Monday.
What's the most impressive part of Frank's game today?
Today was probably his patience. You know, I didn't think he was very aggressive the first half. And I told him second half, why don't you just let it go? Okay, just go out there and have fun. Just let it go. Because when you try to script stuff for Frank, it gets him from being aggressive. And so he just needs to play. Just play, take him or whatever. And he picked his spots very wisely today.
All right.